One thing that is absolutely essential for any traveler or adventurer is not getting lost. Vrahalgard is, unfortunately, littered with the bones of unprepared adventurers who died with no real idea of where they were, or perhaps more importantly, how to get back to civilization. You could, as part of your adventure preparations, get a magic map that will tell you where you are and how to get places, but those are expensive, and they're built on a much older magic, and thus a more affordable one. Ewerhir maps and similar enchantments use the same basic magical framework as the three-part compass, or, further back than that, the four-part compass. The basis for locational magic of that kind is actually fairly simple, but undertaking the setup was, in and of itself, something of an adventure. It was the year 10237 Ragnvaldr Reckoning, or about 2,000 years ago, give or take a decade. The original idea belonged to a wizard who called himself Walleric the Wanderer, but was mostly known as Walleric the Lost, since he had possibly the worst sense of direction in history. In fact, he had the idea for the four-part compass while delirious with hunger and nearly dying of exposure somewhere in the Solveig Mountains. We would probably never have heard of Walleric the Wanderer if his friend and frequent rescuer, Larkspur Rose, hadn't found him in time.
There you are! Walleric! Over here, you moron!
Larks, can it be you, or have I reached the hallucinations portion of dying?
It's me. Come on. This way. I've got a camp set up nearby.
Excellent! Terribly sorry, Stalvor, old boy, but Walleric the Wanderer shan't be joining your invisible choir today.
Only because I managed to find you in time. Seriously, if you keep getting lost like this, sooner or later, and probably sooner, you'll end up dead.
Ah, not to worry, my dear Larks, for I have had a brilliant idea for a device that will permit me to know my precise location at all times. I just need a few things first.
Oh, yes? Like what?
A needle, for one.
I think we can manage that.
And a pillar of iron, 50 feet tall and 15 around.
What?
The basic idea is actually one of the simplest principles of sympathetic magic, like attracts like. So if you have an iron needle, you can enchant it to point you towards a sufficiently large construction of similar shape and composition. Of course, it's easy to say that, but actually setting it up is another matter entirely.
Ha ha! Excellent! Yes, this should be far enough north, I should say.
Good. I think the dogs are getting pretty tired of dragging your stupid post.
I prefer to call it a pole. And I would think this is far enough from settlements that they won't interfere with it.
Is that important? Because we just passed an elven village not half a mile back.
What? Asana's Knuckles, man, what are they doing this far north?
I think their major industry is toy making, but there's also some kind of magic caribou or something that they raise. I can't believe you missed it. Didn't you wave at that old wizard?
What wizard?
The big fat one, dressed all in red.
That wasn't a hallucination?
It was not.
A single pole can only point you in one direction. It'll tell you which way to go to reach the pole, but not where you are along that line. If you had more than one pole in different spots, and needles pointing the same, well, that and a map, and you could always work out where you are. For purposes of symmetry, Walleric the Wanderer decided on four poles, one for each of the cardinal directions. After placing the iron pole in the far, frozen north, he journeyed the other direction, to place the copper south pole.
Blazes! It's too damnably hot to go much further. Let's just set the pole here.
Fine by me. Are we really far enough south?
Probably. This little beauty should work just fine. Ouch!
What happened?
Take a note. It turns out, if you leave a giant metal pole in the desert sun all day, it gets quite hot. We'll have to wait for the sun to go down.
Having learned the harsh lessons of both the tundra and the desert, the West Pole was transported to a small, rocky island across the sea and left there. Unfortunately, Wallerich's choice of material for the West Pole left something to be desired. Or rather, didn't leave it because of desire, or, well, you'll see what I mean.
So where are we now, according to your device?
I'm afraid I'm not precisely sure. According to the North and South Needles, we're somewhere south of Ragnvaldr. But the West Needle seems to be swinging around almost at random.
Oh, really? And why might that be? Did something perhaps happen to the West Pole?
What are you suggesting?
That perhaps selling needles that point to a 50-foot-tall solid gold post was not the best idea, if you wanted it to stay in one place.
In what way?
I'm saying that your post was probably torn down a week after we put it up by pirates or merchants or, I don't know, anyone who could use some more gold and had one of your compasses and a boat!
Ah, no, I thought of that. Even if someone did steal it, we could just follow our compass and retrieve it.
And if they only tore chunks off of it, then melted it down into coins, which they then spin in port, scattering it fairly quickly and effectively across the entire known world?
Ah, I admit, I hadn't thought of that.
Obviously.
We shall have to find a way to stop that from happening to the East Pole as well, then. Silver isn't quite as valuable as gold, but...
This is why I told you to use lead!
And I told you that lead wouldn't work, because...
Honestly, I could go into why lead is magically unsuitable for a project like this, but you don't really need to know, except that it wouldn't work. The theory is fairly dense. Much like lead, which is sort of the problem, if we really boil it down. And that just left the problem of the East Pole.
Pardon me, gentlemen, but it seems to me that you are hauling an enormous silver rod through my territory. Is there a compelling reason that I should not just roast you alive and take it for my hoard?
Dragon! If you want this pole, you'll...
Be more than welcome to it!
Larkspur Rose! How could you? We need this for the compasses!
Two things, Wall. One... I don't think you and I could actually stop her from taking it.
I...
Don't mind me. I've plenty of time to wait while you have your little... sidebar.
Okay, granted. What else?
I think it would actually be perfect for us if she took it.
What? Why?
Think about it. This lovely specimen of terrifying dragon takes your pole and adds it to her hoard. From where I bet it doesn't move much, if at all.
Ah, right, of course. We should probably explain that there may be a certain amount of brigands magically guided to the pole, with the goal of stealing it.
They are welcome to try.
Then, I suppose you can have it then.
Thank you ever so much.
And that, in a nutshell, is basically how compasses work. New compasses only have iron, copper, and silver needles, since the West Pole was melted down and spent almost immediately. But antique compasses that include the gold needle are considered extremely valuable to treasure hunters and adventurers. See, over the last 2,000 years, the gold that made up the West Pole has been melted down, cast, worked, spent, melted down again, reworked, traded, and generally mixed in with the rest of the gold on Verhulgard. So any sufficiently large collection of worked gold almost certainly contains at least some of what used to be the West Pole. And if you're within about a mile, the gold needle would point you right towards whatever buried treasure or vault has the gold. Wallerich the Wanderer sat on that very special line, the one that marks the difference between genius and idiocy. But his propensity for getting lost and his solution to the problem has saved countless travelers. Adventurers and travelers may still die all across Verhulgard, but when they do, thanks to Wallerich the Wanderer, they know exactly where they are. You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.